KJAN Sports.
It's time for that look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, not a lot of high school activity around the area over the weekend. A little bit of wrestling over at the Rumble and River Country duels held in Nebraska City, Nebraska on the weekend. Clarinda ended up finishing sixth overall in the team standings as they participated in that weekend event. Clarinda picked up three victories, beating Wahoo 36-35. They beat Nebraska City JV 45-21, and Clarinda over Seward 39-30. Hastings defeated Clarinda 66-12. In that fifth-place match, Clarinda lost to Aurora, Nebraska, 57-24. Also, high school basketball on the weekend, the boys' corner conference tournament got underway with the first-round game as Griswold defeated Essex 44-14. Jaden Amond had 11 points for the Tigers as Lane Muller added 8 points and 12 rebounds as well as Griswold picks up the victory to advance in that mid-season tournament. In men's college hoops on Sunday, Barrett Benson and Eric McGill scored 18 points each, and Southern Illinois cruised to a 66-49 win over Drake. Benson established a career high in points and added 10 rebounds for his first double-double of the season for the Salukis. Sophomore Liam Robbins paced the Bulldogs with 17 points and 10 rebounds for his third double-double of the season. Drake falls to 13-6 overall, 3-3 in Missouri Valley Conference play. Well, the 22nd-ranked Iowa Hawkeye women rallied from a 15-point halftime deficit to win at Wisconsin on Sunday, 85-78. That was Iowa's sixth straight win as the Hawkeyes improved to 6-1 in the Big Ten. Here's Coach Lisa Bluter.
Man, we couldn't get to halftime quick enough. I mean, nothing was going our way. They were shooting lights out. They were, you know, hurting us, obviously, on the boards. In the second half, we out-rebounded them. We played much better defense. We shot the ball well. It was just a, really, like you said, a tale of two halves. But that third quarter was amazing. When we outscored them 27-11 in that third quarter, that was the difference maker. We came out of this halftime ready to go.
That was Iowa's third road win in Big Ten Conference play.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, every game you go in it, you believe it's winnable, but we all know that road wins are tougher, especially when you get down like this. And be able to battle back, again, I'm so proud of these young women and what they're doing.
Hawkeyes got 12 of the 20 points from Monica Cisnano in the fourth quarter, helping to that win. Mackenzie Meyer led the Hawks with 22 points. Kathleen Doyle added 21 in that contest yesterday. Also in women's college hoops, the Iowa State women erased a 14-point deficit in a 64-63 win at Oklahoma State on Sunday. Kristen Scott and Ashley Jones both had 17 points to lead the Cyclones.
We're down double digits three times. We're down seven late in the fourth quarter. We had to get two stops at the end of the game to win the game. You know, all of those things don't happen unless you got something inside of you that we haven't seen enough of, and we've worked hard to get there. So a group that, you know, I think had it in them and certainly showed it today against a really good Oklahoma State team.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly as the Cyclones improved to 2-3 in the Big 12. They're 10-6 overall.
A road win against Oklahoma State's great, but if this is the highlight of our season, then we as coaches and players didn't do what we need to do. We have two road wins in our league. We got to go home and play better.
Inez Nazirwa had 11 points, including the game-winning basket, and Jade Thurman chipped in 10 points to help the Cyclones. Also, women's college hoops, Cynthia Wolf had 14 points and 13 rebounds, helping Northern Iowa to a 73-43 win over Indiana State on Sunday. Rose Simon Ressler added 13 points, and Bree Gunnels had 11. Nicole Kroger scored 10. Northern Iowa improves to 11-5 overall. They're 3-2 in the Valley. Well, the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs have earned trips to Miami for Super Bowl 54 on February 2nd. The Niners are heading to the game for the first time since 2013, while the Chiefs are ending a half-century Super Bowl drought. Patrick Mahomes scored on an acrobatic 27-yard run just before halftime, and the Chiefs held NFL rushing leader Derrick Henry in check, completing a 35-24 win over the Titans in the AFC Championship game. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Tennessee led 17-7 until Mahomes led two touchdown drives over the final 4:03 of the first half, beginning with his 20-yard scoring strike to Tyreek Hill. The NFL's reigning MVP followed that with a long touchdown run in which he tiptoed along the left sideline and squirmed through a wraparound tackle attempt near the end zone. Mahomes put the Chiefs in control by hitting Sammy Watkins for a 60-yard touchdown with 7:33 remaining. Mahomes finished with 53 yards rushing and was 23 of 35 for 295 yards and three touchdowns. Henry scored on a four-yard run that gave Tennessee an early 10-0 lead, but he finished with just 69 yards on 19 carries after gaining 182 yards and 195 yards on the ground in the Titans' first two postseason games. Well, the 49ers cruised to a 37-20 win over the Packers behind Raheem Mostert, who ran for 220 yards and four touchdowns on 29 carries. Mostert already had 160 yards and three touchdowns by halftime, helping San Francisco make a 27-0 lead and take that into the locker room. The Niners racked up 285 yards rushing, while Jimmy Garoppolo threw just eight times, completing six for 77 yards. Aaron Rodgers couldn't get Green Bay into the end zone until the first series of the second half, hitting Aaron Jones for a 9-yard touchdown. Jones also scored on a 1-yard run. Rodgers completed 31 of his 39 passes for 326 yards and two touchdowns, but one of his two interceptions set up a Mostert TD just before halftime. The Niners are the third team to make it to the Super Bowl a year after winning four or fewer games, joining the 1988 Bengals and the 1999 Rams. In tennis news, Serena Williams and defending champion Naomi Osaka are off to good starts at the Australian Open. Williams won her first set in 19 minutes and had a momentary lapse at the start of the second before completing a 6-love, 6-3 win over Anastasia Potapova. The eighth-seeded Williams is attempting to win her record 24th Grand Slam singles title. The third seed, Osaka, was a straight sets winner in the opening round match at Rod Laver Arena as she won her last four games in a 6-2, 6-4 victory in her first round match. Number 14 seed Sofia Kenin also moved into the second round, but fellow American Christina McHale lost in straight sets to 13th seeded Petra Martic. Roger Federer took another step toward a 21st Grand Slam singles title with a routine 6-3, 6-2, 6-2 win over Steve Johnson. American Sam Querrey was the first winner on the men's side. Eighth seed Matteo Berrettini also advanced in straight sets, but number 13 Denis Shapovalov was eliminated in four sets this morning. In golf, Andrew Landry regrouped to win the American Express after blowing a six-stroke lead on the back nine. Landry broke a tie with Abraham Anser with a 7-foot birdie putt on the par 3 17th hole and made a 6-footer on the par 4 18th for a 5-under par 67 and a two-stroke victory. Landy won the Pro-Am event at PGA West 2 years ago after losing a playoff to Jon Rahm. The 32-year-old Texan has two PGA Tour victories, also winning the 2018 Texas Open. Lee Westwood secured his 25th European Tour win with a victory at the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship. The Englishman's 5-under-par round 67 in the finals gave him a two-shot margin over a chasing pack of Victor Perez, Tommy Fleetwood, and Matthew Fitzpatrick, who all finished at 271. Perez and Fleetwood each closed with final round 63s. Top-ranked Brooks Koepka finished 11 strokes back in his first tournament since returning from a knee injury. In the NBA on Sunday, San Antonio beat Miami 107-102 and Indiana over Denver 115-107. In the National Hockey League Sunday, Pittsburgh edging Boston 4-3. Carolina beat the New York Islanders in a shootout 2-1. Chicago beat Winnipeg 5-2 and Columbus over the New York Rangers by a 2-1 final. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.